Mr. Speaker, I came here to make sure our republic doesn't die by unanimous consent in an empty chamber, and I request a recorded vote.
Something rotten exploded in my old Kentucky home's 4th District, and the stench of foreign cash and rigged turnout proves Thomas Massie didn't lose. He was the subject of a foreign hostile takeover.
And this is an amazing fight because he's got $0 from AIPAC, and his opponent, who refuses to debate him or literally show up on the campaign trail, has got $9 billion from AIPAC and much more from that group. And the question is, can oligarchs buy an election with lies and no candidate?
He was a DEI coach to corporations to help them understand how to implement gender neutral language, using their pronouns, how to better have a gender fluid conversation style, how to make sure that they change their boards of directors. That's where he's been for the last 5 years. So tell me about your dairy farmer boy from Kentucky. I got nothing for it.
The constitutionalist with a 99% Freedom Index score who co-sponsored the Epstein Files Transparency Act grilled the DOJ on blackmail networks and dared say no to blank check Israel aid saw his raw votes jump 19% with younger Americans flooding to him.
And we know why young people are, and, you know, middle-aged people are against the next war. Because we'd be the ones fighting it. They're trying to bring back the draft. Screw that. We're not going to fight some other country's wars, are we? No.
Yet, low-profile, basement-dwelling debate MIA Navy SEAL Ed Gowron magically surged ahead by 10,280 votes, almost exactly matching his 10,854 mail-in haul. Turnout actually doubled from 2024 in this sleepy off-year primary. Opposition votes exploded 357%. The energy and crowd difference between the Massie concession and Gowron's acceptance was miles apart.
Massie! 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 Massie!
This was the 2020 mail-in playbook reloaded. Outraged Americans have followed the money straight to the culprits. Miriam Adelson and two other Jewish billionaires backed by AIPAC's dark money machine that dumped tens of millions into Gowron's war chest, making this the most expensive House primary in U.S. history to purge Massie for exposing their game. Israel outlets openly called it the most consequential Republican primary for Israel. Trump sent Pete Hegseth to campaign against him. Another first for the United States.
President Trump does not need more people in Washington who are trying to make a point, especially from his own party. He needs people willing to help him win, to vote with him when it matters the most.
America first. Thomas Massie becomes the face of that politically.
This civil war in the party has gotten so out of hand. They sent the Secretary of War to my district today to campaign against me. I don't think that's ever been done.
It's also illegal.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure, but it's insane. Like, we're in the middle of a war. Why should the Secretary of War come to Kentucky? I say it's because I'm harder to beat than Iran, and I don't even have a nuclear weapon.
The president trashed him publicly.
He was a bad guy. He deserves some.
And boomer voters 65 and older, glued to Fox regime media and the last remnants of our Social Security money, delivered the margin while every younger demographic rejected the forever war grift. Probability that this was stolen by those three billionaires and their lobby? In my opinion, near 100%. They didn't need to stuff every ballot when coordinated cash, mail-ins, and demographic targeting do the job. Foreign lobbies now openly auction congressional seats while taxpayers bleed for endless wars and America First is flushed down a golden toilet. The system just proved it's captured. No more illusions. Demand the SAVE Act, demand paper audits, enforce the 1938 Foreign Agents Registration Act.
Thank you. So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just sea moss and shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it, and get it at thealexjonesstore.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room Live, and I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines for your calls this last hour. The number to dial is a new one. It's 512-266-0642. We are now taking your calls here on War Room Live, 512-266-0642. We'll go to those just as soon as they come rolling in. That's 512-266-0642. Now taking your calls. It is 5:06 p.m. Central Time here on May 21st, 2026. I got a couple of good videos to show you, like good in the sense of positive. And look, I know people have conflicting opinions on Jake Lang. I have conflicting opinions on Jake Lang. But he gave a speech in Texas about to a city council meeting that I think was absolutely incredible, extremely powerful, and the exact type of energy that we now need. Here is Jake Lang giving a speech about the invasion of Texas. Let's watch.
Frisco Astan, what are you guys doing here? Inviting the enemy to eat at the table with you, and they steal all your food. Your children will grow up without a place to be in because every single one of their jobs, and you saw the children that were brought up on this stage, not one of them is a heritage American. Not one of them was a Texan. Your replacement is here, Americans, and it is coming faster and faster. The Hindus and the Muslims are teaming up to take over Texas. This is not Muslims versus Hindus here. They are here to eradicate the Christians. They are here to drive us out of our homelands. You have to understand, these people do not want to assimilate. These people have not come here to become Americans. They have come here to drag their third world culture over to our country. If Jainism, if Hinduism is so great, why are their countries holes? They are bringing this ideology here to turn the third world is not a place. It is a people. It is an ideology. It is a way of life. It is a culture. And when they bring their people, their way of life, their ideology, and their culture over to America, do you think it's going to remain American? Have you ever looked across the plains of Texas and said, I need 5 million Jeets here right now to in the street? No one ever has. No one has ever looked across and said, the football fields, the games, excuse all me, of the amazing cowboy.
You'll watch
I have a
language.
First Amendment right, and I can curse if I want
watch
to.
Language.
I can talk if I want to. All no one has ever looked across the plains of Texas and the football games and all the amazing cowboy culture and the raw American spirit here and said, let's replace this with Muslims. Let's replace this with Hindus. Texas should remain for Texans. Have you lost your mind selling your children's future? Did you see the Boys and Girls Club of America standing on this stage? Is it even recognizable to what you would have seen the Boy Scouts 15 or 20 years ago? It is a replacement. It is not right. Just because it's happening to white people does not make it okay. You guys are complicit. This is a jellyfish generation, half boomer, half Gen X. You don't care about my children's children. You are selling out this country to people who do not want to live near you. They want to build their own separate, segregated zones where they practice their religion, their food, their way of dress, their language. They don't care about white culture. They don't care about American culture. They don't like you. They will replace you. Their culture in both Muslim and Hindu is pedophilia. And I have the child marriage in Mensa Maruti, which is one of their religious texts. It suggests a 30-year-old man marry a 12-year-old woman, or a 24-year-old man is perfect for an 8-year-old girl. What the fuck is wrong with you inviting these people into our country? This is
incredibly powerful. What is there to say other than we need more of that? We need a hell of a lot more than that, of that exact thing. And I know some people are like, but isn't Jake Lang Jewish? It's like, yeah, I guess. Where's the white Christian guys giving the speech? I'd play that video too. I don't care who it is making the speech, getting the idea across. I'm in favor of it. Now, if you say this is just a plot to, cause, a culture clash. Okay. I don't, what's the problem? There is a culture clash. This is a major problem. You want to see a graduation video of UT Dallas? Clip 15 here. This is the 2026 UT Dallas graduation walkout. Let's watch. It's literally all Indian people. It's literally all Indian people. I mean, there are entire cities in Texas that are just all Indian now. In 20 years, they went from like 75-80% white to like 20% white because Indians and Muslims moved in. We're being replaced. It's a real threat. And he's exactly right. They do not have any interest whatsoever in becoming American. They don't even pretend to. So why would we allow this? Why are we allowing this? Nobody else would allow this. And it's literally because we've been brainwashed into thinking that it's somehow rude or bad to stand up for ourselves. It's not. It's not. It's actually normal. It's actually what everybody else does. It's why they're able to screw us over like this. And I got other videos to go to as well. Let's go to, I think this is clip 24 here. Because this is, let me make sure. That's a different one that I do want to get to here in just a second. See, some of the videos that I brought in didn't get transferred over. But you see it a lot. You'll see videos of people talking about places they like. You'll even see it in your own life. I've had it in my life. Where white people are still afraid to notice things like race. And like this woman in particular is talking about her trip to the beach when there happened to be a teen takeover event. And she's just like, what is going on? Like, what is this? Why can we not just go to the beach and have a good time? If we can pull that video in, it's really good because she's trying real hard not to, point out what the obvious difference is between when she did her senior skip day at the beach 20 years ago and the kids who are there now. They're different kids. It's not the same people. It's not the same culture. It's not the same attitudes. And like, that's fine, except that our culture is being destroyed. If you want to have your culture over there, it's fine, but our culture has to be preserved and maintained and not allowed to be taken over because, the example I always use is like Christmas Eve that, Mexican people shoot off fireworks, and it's all kind of that type of attitude. It's like, well, the black culture is like a lot more rambunctious, a lot wilder. You get these teen takeovers, you get fights and insanity and chaos and like, that's what they like. That's what they love. That's what they do. It's, there's a bunch of videos about this over this last week, because it's like a national problem now. It's like beaches in Rhode Island and North Carolina and New Jersey. New Jersey had to send out police with riot shields to stop the spring break, you know, beach takeover. And these videos, you see them posted, and the thing, you know, posted under it is like, there was one, I think it was in Rochester, and it was like, Rochester Fair never fails to win or whatever, you know? And it's like a video of like a bunch of people brawling and fighting each other and pulling each other's hair. And the, you know, the subtitle of the post is like, another great day at Rochester. It's like, it never fails to, you know, be fun. It's like, it's not, it's like chaos and outrage. It's, there's nothing fun about that. But if you think that's fun, great. You know, more power to you. Just don't come to our beach, right? We don't have fun that way over here. And there's nothing wrong about insisting that you be provided with the space to indulge in your culture and they be provided the space to indulge in their culture. But when their culture does not permit for other cultures to exist, what are you supposed to do? That's why I bring up the fireworks thing. It's like, it's not like I can impose silence upon them. I can't impose peace on them. I can be quiet. I can be peaceful. But if they're shooting off fireworks, whose culture do you think wins? Whose culture overpowers the other when one is fireworks and the other is quietly reading by the fireside, right? One of them gets crowded out unless you defend it. Representative Nancy Mace proposes a constitutional amendment to ban foreign-born citizens from Congress. How is this not a thing already? How do we not already have this on the books? Representative Nancy Mace has proposed a constitutional amendment that would prohibit foreign-born U.S. citizens from serving in Congress, becoming federal judges, or holding Senate-confirmed positions. In a post on X, Mace called the proposed joint resolution long overdue. But here's the problem. It's so long overdue that there's a sizable portion of people in Congress that aren't American citizens. They're probably not going to vote for this, are they? It's sort of one of these problems that is hard to solve because you're supposed to pass a law to stop illegal immigrants, or not illegal immigrants, but from foreign-born Americans from being in Congress, but there already are foreign-born Americans in Congress that don't want to get kicked out, so they're going to vote against it. So how do you reclaim sovereignty when you've already ceded the decision-making power to non-Americans? It's not really possible, is it? You kind of have to just throw the system out and create a new one because it's already been infiltrated and subverted to the point that you can't pass this bill, you can't pass this law. And it's only going to get worse. So there's that. H-1B visa abuses still continue to be just outrageous and flagrant and right in your face. Cisco's Indian president, G2 Patel, fired 4,000 Americans while 4,000 American families process Cisco's layoffs. G2 Patel is doubling down on 1,570 new Indian H-1B hires. Cisco rakes in billions from American taxpayers only to fire 4,000 hardworking Americans and then replace half of them with Indians. And of course, the Indian CEO carries that off. They're not shy about it. And it works. Intel is no longer the company of its founders, Robert Noyce and Gordon Moore, but of Malaysian-born Lip-Bu Tan, its CEO since March 2025. Microsoft is led by Satya Nadella, Alphabet Inc. by Sundar Pichai, Adobe by Shantanu Narayan, IBM by Krishna, YouTube by Mohan. Fisher King responds to this. Good read on H-1B visa abuses. Anyone skeptical that big tech works hard to keep wages down, recall that Apple, Google, Intel, and others were hit with an antitrust suit back in 2010 focused on agreements not to poach workers. They didn't want bidding wars for their employees, which drive up wages. The antitrust actions were settled for big money in 2014, and since then, the use of H-1B visas has gone up quite a lot, perhaps partly in response to big tech having to give up on collusion as a wage-reducing mechanism that drives up their share prices. Since many of these tech jobs pay six figures, the savings quickly add up. Borges estimates that companies on average save nearly $100,000 per worker over 6 years by hiring an H-1B worker rather than an American. The arrangement redistributes wealth from those who compete with immigrants to those who use immigrants. Borges wrote in 2016 that in turn helps account for the soaring stock prices of big tech since the 2008 financial crash. And I would just say, think about how little of savings that really is. I mean, Google prints money. I looked it up at one point. They make billions of dollars a day, like insane amounts of money. And they will destroy an American's life, bring in an Indian so that they can save $100,000 over 6 years. It's like it's peanuts compared to what they rake in, compared to what they make, compared to their like profit margins. They could easily afford to pay American wages, easily. It would be a better company if they did. But they're willing to sacrifice top-tier American talent for Indian fraudsters, which we've shown the numbers. The vast majority of Indians who get H-1B visas or come over on it, it's all fraud. Their diplomas are fraudulent. They pay for them in diploma mills. I mean, it is a gigantic pipeline of fraud from the very beginning to the very end. And yet they're willing to bring those people in and replace you to save less than $25,000 a year. Save $20,000 a year, more or less. And they're willing to do that, save that pocket change when they make literally billions of dollars every single day. So it's not about the money. It might be a convenient excuse and maybe you can drive the stock prices up. But again, that's all fraudulent anyway, because who would invest in a company, you know, filled with Indian scab workers, globally sourced Indian scab workers, over a bunch of well-paid Americans who can be relied upon, who have families and histories here? It's just hatred of America. That's the only thing that motivates it. And, you know, they love Indians because the higher class Indian, the higher caste Indians are technically ethnic, but basically act like white people. So it's very convenient, but also just the ethnic nepotism is really off the charts with the Indian community. They're not shy about it. They really just think we're idiots for letting them do it. So we deserve it, I guess. They have a point. Out to your calls now. Who's been on the longest? Let's go to Jeff in Pennsylvania. He's on about Minnesota fraud on line three. We'll go to Jeff here in just a second. Make sure I know. Okay, all right, hold on. It's a new phone system. Yeah, I think he was just on. Let's go to Jeff in Pennsylvania now. All right, Jeff, what's up? All right, you're on the air.
How's it going, Harrison?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good.
I have two questions, really, about this Minnesota fraud fraud situation. First one is, today they talked about, you know, it's really great that they indicted 15 of these fraudsters, and that's all fine and well. But my first question is, they talked about possibly like in this instance here, this first tranche, $90 million of fraud that was possibly perpetrated by these people. My first question is, where is the money?
That's a good question.
Where did the money go? Did they send it all back to Somalia? Did they spend it? Did they, you know? Where did the money go? I mean, it's all fine and well that we're indicting these people, but where's our money? Where's the Minnesota taxpayers' dollars? And they're talking about billions of dollars, and it's all fine and well, but where did it go?
That's a great question. I don't know. Let me find the article, and I'll see if they say that. Because, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it did get sent to Somalia. I mean, it depends on, you know, which fraud you're talking about, but you know, certainly they were funding the Al-Shabaab terrorist group with some of these funds. But yeah, I don't know. To their houses, I guess. You know, they all have fancy houses and cars. That's a great question. Who knows where this money went? I doubt we're ever going to get any of it back. So, and even if we did, probably just go back into the coffers of the government and they'd give it out to some other scam artist they haven't gotten around to indicting quite yet. That's a good question. I'll look. Let me find the article here. I put it in my discard stack. So let me find it, and I'll see if I can get an answer for you. What was your other question?
The question had to do with I can't believe that a bunch of Somali pirates have the mental wherewithal to do these things. I mean, I couldn't for the life of me figure out how to start a crooked Medicare, Medicaid program. You know, and I'm a pretty smart guy, but I wouldn't even know where to start. How do these people from a third, less than third world country come over here Admittedly, they have no economy. They have literally they're just a bunch of pirates. They set up a system all by themselves to steal billions and billions and billions of dollars from the Minnesota taxpayers. I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
Well, there's two things to it, 'cause I completely agree, and I actually meant to bring this point up earlier. For one, they're literally trained how to do this, right? I've seen, you know, accounts of people in the Congo. Literally one day, some UN tent pops up in their village, and they're going, okay, here's what you do, here's what you say. I mean, in the UK, they just got busted. The people who were actually, you know, in charge of the immigration program, coaching the immigrants to say that they're gay so that they don't get deported. So, I mean, you know, they didn't come up with that themselves. They don't know what the laws here are, or, you know, what the loopholes are. They're literally informed on how to do that by people who are paid by our government. Our government goes out and says, you need to say this so you get in. You need to say this so you get asylum. You need to say this so you can sign up for welfare. And then they've got people in the local governments. I mean, this is the thing. It is impossible for this to happen without the local government's complicity. It's too much money. There's no way this happened without their awareness. And they probably got a cut off the top, or at least, as we know, Keith Ellison basically got an agreement, a handshake agreement with the Somali community. All, you know, stop the investigations into the fraud, and in exchange, get your people to vote for me. I mean, we have that on audio. It was recorded and leaked, and we've played it several times on the show. So they didn't come up with this themselves. They did. They were complicit. But the other thing is, like the video that we showed of the DOJ guy going, these programs were set up for a high trust society. We didn't have all these fraud controls. And if you remember when Ilhan Omar was asked about it, she said, well, it's y'all's fault for letting it happen, basically, for not having enough guardrails, I think was her exact term. So, you know, whether it was deliberately set up this way or not, basically there was no necessity to, like, prove you actually needed the help. You could just sign up and, you know, be approved because you had a doctor who said your kid had autism, even when they didn't. I mean, you just check the right boxes and you get free money. And in a way, it is kind of our fault for setting it up like that. Obviously, we didn't intend for a bunch of scam artists to come in and, you know, bankrupt the program, because really what should happen now is the program, all of these programs should end. All of them. So what happens when the programs end? Obviously, people that really do need help, people that really do have autistic kids that they're struggling with, that they need help to manage their life and the care the kid needs, they're going to be screwed over. They're not going to get the help they need because these people scammed all the money. That's the type of second order thinking that Somalis with an average IQ in the double digits literally can't wrap their mind around. But the other thing you have to understand, and we've explained this, and I've not been able to find the video. If anybody listening to my voice has this video, I swear, I so regret not downloading it when I had it. But it was a video of a guy going around the Somali Mall in Minnesota, and it was a white guy, and he's filming, and he's walking around, and he's going, this is crazy. These people just leave their stores open. There's stores that you go in, it's like, you know, clothes and T-shirts and hats and whatever else, and the door's just wide open, and there's nobody manning the store. And he's walking around going, this is such a high trust society, they don't even lock their, you know, they don't even man their stores in the mall, and yet nobody steals anything. So understand that within the Somali community, they have extremely high trust. They don't steal from one another. They don't screw one another over. This is a group of people scamming another group of people. And the scamming group of people is all in on it. They know what they're doing, but it's not just because they're genetically incapable of being trustworthy or, you know, whatever else. It's a deliberate attack from one group against another. So again, if it was just these people are so, they're just genetically pirates, and so they're just stealing from everybody they can, that would be one thing. But they don't steal from each other. They steal from us. It's worth knowing. We'll be right back. When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, you know, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, you know, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? You're like, what is going on? So if you've experienced that, The reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body, but that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes up. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body as it is to all of our bodies by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You did it, boomers. Congratulations. You had one job, boomers. Just to simply preserve the life you were handed. Simply not willingly give it away to everybody who hates us. You couldn't handle it, could you? Couldn't handle just being basically responsible with the incredible wealth you were handed the moment you were born. You had to give it all away as punishment for your children. I don't know why. And look, I got an email from somebody yesterday going, hey, I'm a boomer and I'm not like those other boomers. It's like the fact you're saying that kind of makes you just like the other boomers. I don't know what it is. I don't know why boomers can't self-reflect. But I'm a millennial. Do you know how I react when people insult millennials? I agree with them because I understand that I'm an outlier and the vast majority of my generational cohort are scum, obviously. Boomers, like, can't realize. I don't know why. I don't know why. I talk about boomers as a group, and I get individual boomers going, but I'm not like that. And it's like, yeah, I know, but have you looked around? Do you know anybody else your age? What are they like? Oh, they're all awful? Yeah, so you see where I'm coming from here. It's totally crazy. It absolutely is. And hey, folks, if you're struggling to deal with this insanity, if you're finding that your physical being is incapable of withstanding the chaos and misery and stress of the modern world, have I got a product for you folks. It's called Methylin Red, and we have new Methylin Red capsules available now at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultra Methylin Red capsules now on sale. And if you subscribe, you get it for 50% off. And folks, if you are feeling mentally drained by 2 p.m., if you're struggling to stay sharp, focused, and energized through your day, you need Ultra Methylin Red. It's a powerhouse formula designed to support brain energy, mental clarity, and cellular performance from the inside out. Every serving delivers active B vitamins your body can actually use, including methylated folate and methocobalamin B12. It's a mouthful, but it's a very powerful product. Plus a massive 5,000 micrograms of B12 to help support healthy energy production and focus. You also get 500 milligrams of TMG and ALC to support cognitive performance and brain metabolism, 300 milligrams of uridine monophosphate for neural support, and 100 milligrams of CoQ10, which everybody knows is one of the most powerful supplements on the market. And it packs a powerful punch in Methylin Red. CoQ10 helps fuel your cells at the mitochondrial level. There's no fluff, no pixie dust formulas, just targeted ingredients working together to help you stay dialed in, productive, and mentally ready for whatever the day or the world throws at you. Get it today. 3 capsules a day, and your life will change. So every bottle is about a month's supply, and you can get it now for discount, I believe 35% off, if I'm not mistaken. That might be the tincture. We have, everything's on sale at different times. So the Methylin Red tincture is 35% off. And the new Methylin Red capsules are actually 50% off when you subscribe. You can get them for half off and get them delivered and know that they'll be in stock even if we sell out. Otherwise, anybody who pre-ordered or has it on subscription will get it delivered. That's Methylin Red capsules now on sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Before we go out to calls, I got a couple more things to do here. For one, I want to give you an update to Chud the Builder, aka Dalton Etherly's bond hearing today. I'm getting a bunch of different. Maybe I need to wait for tomorrow because everything I read about this has different information. But what I understand now at this point is that his bond was only lowered to $1 million from $1.25 million. See, this one says the judge did not reduce it, but I saw another report that said it was reduced. So I was going to read this, but I was like, you know what? I don't think that's actually right. So I need to get this confirmed before I actually bring you this. But they do say that video evidence was presented with supporters saying it clearly shows Joshua Fox, the man who Chud the Builder shot in self-defense, initiated the confrontation after Chud was walking away. Supposedly, he also was heard making threats to Dalton's life, basically saying, I'll kill you, as he attacks him. And basically everything that we're seeing, presented at this point is making the argument in favor of this being self-defense and, Dalton being basically in the right in this self-defense situation. It's headed to a grand jury, bond slightly lowered. And we can go to the video here. The guy's name is Anthony Vo, clip number 4. I believe he's a January 6er. Here he is. He was actually at the hearing, was kicked out for some reason. He doesn't say why he was removed from the hearing, but here he is saying what he saw in the Chud the Builder hearing that happened earlier today.
I just got removed from Chud the Builder's court hearing, but I am here to say that it's probably a self-defense issue. the other guy, Joshua Fox, definitely attacked Chud the Builder, and it's going to be a clear-cut case of self-defense. So any holding of him on bail is total bullshit, and he needs to be released. Chud did nothing wrong. He was right to defend himself. Josh Black was having a PTSD episode. He approached Chud first and threatened his life. He said I was going to kill him. So that's that.
Yeah, so like I said, there's a lot of conflicting information about this. I'll look into it and bring you the full story. This is from Archetype Theory, who's been a good resource for this stuff. He says, so apparently he had a ticket to Istanbul where he was going to do a promotional event to play poker, but basically they were presenting that as if he was going to flee to Turkey to avoid justice. The bond reset from $1.25 million to $1 million. He stays in custody while the court reviews his source of funds. They want to determine whether donations from platforms like GiveSendGo can be used for bonds. They have not ruled against him using these funds. A source hearing is required. If released, the conditions are GPS monitoring, surrender of all firearms, a gag order prohibiting him from discussing the case on social media and in interviews, a passport surrender, travel restrictions. The case is now bound over to grand jury preliminary hearing still set for May 26th. New evidence from today, at least 12 courthouse cameras captured the altercation. Prosecutors say Etherly reached for his weapon first. 7 shots fired total. He claims self-defense and says he was reaching reflexively for mace, which he always has on him, but was confiscated a week prior by police. So that's an interesting development as well. And of course, I think that you would think his self-defense argument would be bolstered at least a little bit by the fact that he shot himself in the struggle. Like, it doesn't seem like he was just like, oh, look, a black guy. Bang, I was doing self-defense. I mean, if you shoot yourself in the leg, you were probably in a pretty desperate straits. You know, you probably weren't like in control of the situation and able to, you know, act with total freedom of movement. You don't shoot yourself in the leg if that's the case. So not great, not terrible. But, you know, honestly, he might be safer in prison. He might be safer in custody than out, because people still hate this guy. And if he's forced to give up his guns, you know, people are going to know that. They know where he lives. Might not actually be the safest thing for him to be out on the streets right now, unfortunately, but that's the world we live in. With that, we go out to your calls, even though I do have one. I've got one more very funny video to show you. It's a good one. Clip 25. Then we'll go directly out to calls. But this is a woman who is holding one of these big signs that shows like an aborted fetus, and she's protesting at a fair or something. And these two leftists come up and get in an argument with a couple of 11-year-olds about abortion, and they very handily lose the argument. It's very funny. Let's go to clip 25 here.
Hey, don't be influenced or by she was, people.
Hey, we're having a great conversation. It's really rude to interrupt. Really these ladies not. Approached me.
What about you?
Yeah.
How do you look at that? And you say that's okay.
Do you think that's
a baby?
A baby.
Yeah, it
yes,
is.
It is. I'm a living person.
I can promise you, I don't have to sell the baby. That's not one. I've never had an abortion, but guess what? If I got raped, I would get an abortion.
No.
I absolutely would.
You would just do adoption.
My auntie got raped and she didn't abort her baby.
Yeah, but what if you don't have the ability?
My auntie.
You don't have the ability.
Mm-hmm. What if, how old are you?
Do you want to talk to her?
10.
How old are you?
14.
Okay. How old are you?
14.
Okay. These ladies could teach you a lot, actually. They've been talking to me this entire conversation.
But I will play with the camp.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
I can't speak so much. I promise
you. Yeah, you came up here and started telling them lies.
So I didn't really, I thought those other girls were older. I guess they're only 14. But it's kind of weird, isn't it? Like, what happens between 11 and 14 to American kids? 10 to 11-year-olds seem to get it. I love that they're mocking them. She's like, well, good for your mom. She's like, my aunt. Like, okay. The little girl's like, nah. It's just like, that's the response basically you need to have. It's like, that's a baby. And they're like, no, it's not. You need to go, yeah, yes, it is. That's it. That's the argument. So I love it. I mean, you could, you know, It's crazy. It's just crazy that anybody's on those other two people's side. You literally see a picture of an aborted baby and you're just like, that's not a baby. It's like, no, you're a demon. You're clearly a demon. It's kind of like the IQ meme, but instead of IQ, it's age or something, where it's like kids get it, mature people get it. It's whatever this middle ground, this no man's land of stupid teenagers and young adults filled up with lies and confidence they don't deserve. Let's go to line two here. Joshua in Missouri. Go ahead, Joshua. You're on the air.
Hey, hi, Harrison. I just wanted to say I switched over from InfoWars to you guys, and it's so hard to find you guys on Rumble. Your highest Rumble channel with the most viewers, it's not even you right now.
I know. Well, the problem is there's like a lot of Rumble channels. I'm not even sure which one is our official one. So the official Alex Jones one is rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. So that's the official one. You can go directly to that URL. I believe the official War Room one is War Room Show Live. Is that right? Or is it War Room Live? Let me get the official The War Room Show Live. Rumble.com. I'm going to figure this out right now. We're doing it live. /TheWarRoomShowLive. Let's see if that comes up. Not found. What did we do wrong? Is it The War Room Live? I did. The War Room Live. Yeah, there you go. The War Room Live. Okay. See, we don't even know what we're doing here. This is all chaos. So it's not you. It's not you, Joshua. Fear not. It's our fault. Rumble.com/TheWarRoomLive is how you find The War Room. Rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive is how you find The Alex Jones Show. So you should be able to go to those URLs, bookmark them, follow us on Rumble, make a Rumble account, follow us. That's a great way to do it, and hopefully that'll work out. Does that clarify things a little bit, Joshua?
Yes, thank you so much. I love the superfood greens. Got to have it every morning. Love the show.
Thank you very much. Optimal human, superfood greens, TheAlexJonesStore.com/Harrison. Let them know who sent you. Thank you, Joshua. So yeah, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive, rumble.com/TheWarRoomLive. You can go there and comment. You know, I'll just start doing it right now and just keeping an eye on the comments here. So there you go. Let's go to whoever called in next. It looks like Judy in Florida is next on the list. There you go. Hey. Judy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Harrison. It's good to speak with you again. When I was watching J.D. Lang, or Jake Lang, forgive me.
Jake Lang,
yeah. I realized, that's the type of energy that's really needed by European men, Christian men, in our country anyway. I'd love to see, you know, more Tommy Robinsons at work and all of that. Also, just to bring up Jamie Walden, who is he's a Marine. He's a pastor out in Colorado. I actually met him in Missouri last August, and he's got a bunch of other credentials. He just simply is one of those people that are really on fire. I mean, he's not about America anymore so much as, you know, he is for the kingdom. But, you know, Christians, you know, particularly Christian men, they're of course, supposed to, you know, act as if, you know, they're going to continue regarding the future. I mean, it's just like Michael Young, his wife is now pregnant. I mean, you would think it would be one of the last things people would want to do in this day and age, but they're joyous, and they're going to have a baby. So, I mean, humans are doing what humans have always done. We continue. But it's like, you know, if part of it is that, you know, the love of money is like, you know, the root of all kinds of evil. You know, you think about what Jake Lang was speaking to. I mean, I don't know if these council people get paid at all, but they're probably getting paid to have a lot of the passive stances that they are to let, you know, evil continue in their communities. And it's just like those that are building 5 and 6G, you know, there, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars these, you know, electricians or whomever are, you know, putting up these towers that are going to, you know, eventually fry their, you know, them also. Same with the pilots that fly the chemical particulate trails all over the skies. I mean, these, it's a like a psychopathy.
Yeah.
You know, it is, you know, they do not care. From what I understand, the pilots do not have children. And they just, they, you know, it's not hearsay. I don't remember what report I was hearing about it. But it's like, you know, when they don't care, it's like, yeah, we'll spray the skies for, like, you know, seven figures. You know, right. You know, whatever. So, I mean, this is the... It's diabolical by nature. I mean, and yeah, I think anti-Semitism is one of the major answers. It's like, no, we're not going to shut up.
Yeah.
We're not going to stop talking about the synagogue of Satan. Thank you. You know,
right.
go to your Eyes Wide Shut party and leave us alone.
I think you're exactly right. And I think, again, you know, that Jake Lang energy, that is exactly what we need. We should be that angry about what's happening here. And again, white people... I pointed out a million times, it is a weird form of white supremacy. It's like an inverted white supremacy where white people literally don't think that white people are under threat or could ever be under threat or will ever go extinct or, you know, be replaced in their homelands. It's this idea of just like, well, we're white, so we shouldn't care about that stuff. And it's like, you are a human being. These people are human beings. You can die like everybody else can die. You can be destroyed like every other race can be destroyed. You deserve protection like every race deserves protection. What the hell are you talking about? It's crazy, man. It really is this sense of like superiority, genuinely, I feel. And it's what makes people uncomfortable because they don't like feeling superior. They don't, you know, and it's imbued with this concept of like we're supposed to take on some sort of artificial subservience. It's ridiculous. And the thing is, we have to claim ownership of what we built. And I remember thinking about this when it was like Black Lives Matter or something, or some big protest that was going on. And it was like, I think I tweeted out something like, you know, white people need gangs. And it's like, actually, our gang is called the police, right? It's supposed to be that America is our nation. They're on our team. They're our guys. So like the other, like the Crips and the Bloods, they have their own, that's their gang. And they have their own power structure and they have their own enforcers. And we have a much, much, much more powerful, more well-organized and more functional game called the police and the U.S. military. And they're supposed to be our guys and have our back and support our interest and defend our people. But instead, it's like, no, the American society is for everybody else and it's there to protect everybody else. And white people just get destroyed or discriminated or demonized by it. But no, we should reclaim it. We should really reclaim it and just remind everybody, like, these are our guys. This is our country. This is our, just like how Israel is. And, you know, some people will point to that and they'll go, oh, anti-Semites are just jealous of Israel. To a certain extent, yeah. And it's not jealousy necessarily. It's just frustration in that the same people that will basically say you deserve to die for daring to dislike Israel will give away our country for free and call you evil for trying to stop it. So there's a inconsistency there. And it's not that the American people don't want to have sovereignty over ourselves and, you know, pursue American interests to the exclusion of all others. It's that our government is full of literal Israelis who won't let us and who pull the strings and who quash that immediately, even though they're willing to and, you know, very outspoken for exactly the same policies in Israel that they oppose here. It's, you know, that frustration is overwhelming. And at the end of the day, I don't want what Israel has because I don't want to be enemies with our neighbors. I don't want to murder everybody in Mexico and then take it over and say that God promised it to us 3,000 years ago. I don't want to be anything like that. I completely reject and abhor the way Israel behaves. But if we could have 10% of that, if we could just defend our border with 10% of the, you know, power that Israel defends its border, if we could go after our enemies with 10% of the might that Israel goes after its enemies, then we'd be fine. We'd be great. And we wouldn't be puppets of Israel. So yeah, it's extremely frustrating that over decade and decade and decade, we used to be a lot more like that. Like Americans used to be a hell of a lot more forthright and upfront and you know, self-serving. And it worked, and it was good. Anyway, let's go out to, thank you for the call, Judy, as always. Let's go to Joshua in Louisiana now. Go ahead, Joshua on line 5. Hold on. You're on the air. Go ahead, Joshua.
How you doing? It's an honor to talk to you.
Good to hear from you.
I've been listening to Alex since 2008. I'm 40 now. And I was going to talk to you about the King of Israel, Donald Trump's thing. But instead, I kind of think I have on my mind to talk to you about this problem we're having with these towns and cities in our country are being overrun by foreigners. And I have children. I'm from Louisiana, West Louisiana, right on the Texas line. But I got kids that live in upstate New York. At one time, they actually lived in Niagara Falls, New York, about 20 miles from Buffalo. And it used to be, like, you would think that growing up, you know, you always heard about Niagara Falls. And I come up here every month because I work cross-country as an electrician. But I come up here every month and spend time with them. And it's overrun by halal restaurants. It's a complete, it looks like third world South Africa, where South Africa is starting to become like it. You got Indian, you got Muslim, you got it's not just black people that are really tore up here. Neither it's for white people too, and to the point that it's like it's a complete depression going on up here. You got these old downtown districts of Niagara Falls, New York, that look like most of the shops are abandoned and overrun and condemned. They just found a 10-year-old girl wrapped up dead in a mattress in an attic over here. Oh, wow. It's a huge location that used to have, it has all these old houses that were built here through the last 100 years that have been completely just destroyed. And then when you know the stuff we know about the destruction of the family and BlackRock taking over all these houses and turning them into Airbnbs. And it's sad to see, man. And it's coming from the South. It's scary down there because we got our issues down there too. But up north, in New York State, especially, I'm pretty sure California, certain parts of Colorado too, man, it's really, really depressing. And it's a wave of destruction that's taking people over, especially kids.
Yeah. And of course, you know, it's a feedback loop, right? The kids are going to grow up there and, you know, it's going to be awful. So they're going to leave. They're not going to send any money back. So it's only going to get worse. I mean, it is a feedback loop. And I mean, it's the same all over the country. Our small towns have been completely gutted. I was talking about it a couple weeks ago, driving through small towns in Texas and just seeing just hollowed out, just nothing. It's all just trash and scrap metal. But you know what would help with all that? $5 billion a day. I bet we could fix that problem if only we had $5 billion a day to spend on the American people. Probably wouldn't be that big of an issue. We could probably refurbish the downtowns, you know, create small businesses in all the small towns all over the country, rebuild it for the American people. But we're not doing that, are we? We are spending $5 billion, though. Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F- that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. That is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, But you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.